impaired drivers could be required to pay child support if they kill a parent or guardian under a new measure making its way through the state legislature. We've made it to another Friday together. It's October 20th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, we've got the latest on a proposal to change how the state's political maps are drawn. And Hope Kerwin checks in with Wisconsinites who have family ties to Palestine and Israel. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Lawmakers heard testimony yesterday on legislation that could require drunk drivers to pay child support. Sarah Lear has more.
Bills introduced this year in Wisconsin's Assembly and Senate would apply to people convicted of vehicular homicide while intoxicated. If the crash kills a parent or guardian, the proposal would allow a judge to order child support payments as part of the driver's restitution. Four states have passed similar laws since 2022. During a public hearing Thursday, Cecilia Williams urged Wisconsin to follow suit. Her grandsons lost their parents and baby brother in a car crash 2 years ago in Missouri.
It's a pain that never, ever goes away. But when we add that financial burden right on top of it, there's no peace.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving is supporting the bills. Thus far, no groups have registered in opposition. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Advocates testified yesterday against a Republican proposal that would change how Wisconsin's legislative maps get drawn. At a Senate hearing yesterday, critics of the plan argued that it would act as a backdoor to maintaining Republican gerrymandering. Republicans like Representative Travis Tannell of Cuba City said the Democrats have done a complete 180 because they proposed nonpartisan redistricting in the past.
If we're suddenly against the Iowa model today, I really have to question the sincerity on all the other topics that seem to be so important.
However, unlike previous versions of an Iowa-style redistricting bill, this one would let Republicans draw maps if the nonpartisan process breaks down. The proposal comes as a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's current maps is pending before the state Supreme Court. If that succeeds, all state elected officials could be in new districts and have to run again next year. Wisconsinites with family ties to Palestine and Israel say the ongoing conflict in Gaza has left them feeling isolated and uneasy. Hope Kerwin spoke with one Milwaukee resident about how the war has affected his family.
Rabbi Josh Herman leads Hillel Milwaukee, an organization for Jewish college students. He's been working to support students who are feeling vulnerable amid the ongoing war, while also worrying about his family who live in Israel. Herman's brother and his family live south of Tel Aviv, and he says they've had to stay at a relative's house because of the threat of bombings.
So they're all, you know, huddled together in this tiny, you know, place, and they can't go anywhere or do anything because you need to be by a bomb shelter all the time.
Herman says it's been challenging to see news coverage and online conversation move on from the October 7th attack by Hamas militants, which he called a generation-defining tragedy. He says some in his community are also afraid of an increase in anti-Semitic comments. Wisconsinites with connections to Palestine have expressed similar despair over the conflict and frustration about online discourse around the war. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Two long-running Milwaukee film festivals, one focused on Muslim culture and another on Jewish tradition, are happening this week. As Margaret Faust reports, organizers say the films can be healing during the stress of the Israel-Hamas war.
The Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival and the Milwaukee Jewish Film Festival are both screening movies this week. Janan Najib is the founder and CEO of the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition that's organizing the Muslim Film Festival. She says now is the time for compassion, respect, and coexistence.
By watching these films, by hearing these stories, we hope that people get another perspective and realize, you know, Muslims, of course, are just like everybody else.
The Milwaukee Jewish Film Festival features five movies about Jewish culture, traditions, and history. One community leader says Jewish tradition is rooted in storytelling, and the film festival can be like therapy. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, bet you didn't think you'd be hearing about this on this Friday, but we've got a piece from Wisconsin Life that will take us on a tour of the Dane County landfill. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about rethinking consumption.
Estimates show that it takes roughly 450 years for a plastic water bottle to decompose. While this number is staggering, the question is, how does our behavior change once we have this information? Producer Alexandra Salmon and her six-year-old son, Leon Thomas, decided to go on a tour of the Dane County landfill. They wanted to not only learn about trash, but also meet the people on the tour and how they grapple with the tension between buying new things and reducing their waste.
Okay, so Leon, where are we going right now?
To the dump.
And why do you want to go to the landfill with me?
It kind of feels cool to see, like, what other people use.
What do you expect that the landfill is going to look like?
Like 10,000 things of trash and lots of stuff.
All right, well, then let's go.
My name is Sujata Gautam. I'm the Sustainability Engagement Coordinator for the Dane County Department of Waste and Renewables.
I'm curious what you're hoping people might get out of this tour that maybe they wouldn't normally understand about our trash and the process.
I hope it cultivates a little bit more mindfulness in people's own personal lives with their relationship to resources and really just stuff in general. Why do you bring what you bring into your life? And do you put a lot of thought about bringing in something into your life in the sense of, like, what will you do with it at the end of its life?
So my name is Britta Lothry, and we're from Fitchburg, Wisconsin.
Why spend your Friday with your, I'm assuming, your daughter here? Why spend your Friday coming to the landfill?
So we are big Bluey fans, and Bluey has an episode called The Dump. And so we have gotten very interested in what happens at the dump.
What has your relationship been with stuff throughout your life?
So I feel like I'm a very minimalist person. So I don't like to keep stuff.
So what do you feel when you have a lot of stuff around you?
I feel very anxious, and it feels overwhelming to me, as if I can't appreciate the stuff that is there because there's so much of it.
Yeah, my name is Adam Steinbach, and I am from the Madison area. I am like most people here. We all generate waste, but I've become more conscious of it the more you start to see the natural disasters that are occurring, and trying to find out ways that we can help try to slow down the process of global warming.
And so when you do buy a new thing, how do you feel?
Yeah, when I think when you go and make a purchase and it's something new, it's fun. The experience is exhilarating. You get something new, especially when it has features that you maybe you haven't had before, you've heard about. Whether it's a new car or a new phone, new computer, all of those things, like, there can be some really good benefits that you experience right away. And that thrill, I think, lasts for a while, but then after a certain point of time, we become accustomed to it, and the excitement starts to fade.
How do you manage the amount of stuff that you buy when you have a child?
I have to say, sometimes you don't. I want them to enjoy their childhood. However, we talk about, you know, they both want a Barbie dream house, and we have one. And so we've talked about using our resources wisely, and how it's not the best in our world's interest or our interest to have two Barbie dream houses. We can learn how to play with one.
So you know now that it takes years and years for things to decompose. So then how do you feel about us buying new things?
Maybe this inspires me a little bit.
Alexandra Salmon is an independent radio producer who lives in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Another work week gone by. Can't believe how close we are to Halloween either. The days are just flying by in October. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, you can find us in your podcast feed every single weekday morning. Hope you have a great day and an even better weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.